Ottawa. The federal government is coping with apparent cyberattacks this week, as a hacker group in India claims it has sowed chaos in Ottawa. The Canadian Armed Forces said that its website became unavailable to mobile users midday Wednesday, but was fixed within a few hours. The military said the site is separate from other government sites, such as the one used by the Department of Defense and internal military networks. The incident remains under investigation. "We have no indication of broader impacts to our systems," said a statement from spokeswoman Andre-Anne Poulin. Meanwhile, various pages on the House of Commons website continue to load slowly or incompletely on Thursday due to an ongoing attack that officials say started Monday morning. The Commons administration said it was facing a distributed denial of service attack, which is when bots swarm a website with multiple visits and cause it to stop loading properly. House of Commons systems responded as planned to protect our network and IT infrastructure. However, some websites may be unresponsive for a short period, spokeswoman Amélie Crossan said in a written statement Thursday morning. "The House of Commons IT support team, in collaboration with our partners, have implemented mitigating measures and restored services to appropriate service levels. The IT team is still continuously monitoring for such activities." She added that the Commons administration is helping their Senate colleagues to provide guidance and support them to restore services. Elections Canada also experienced roughly an hour-long denial-of-service attack starting around midnight early Wednesday, Ottawa time. "This website does not host any sensitive data or information. It is separate from our main website, elections.ca, and is hosted by an external service provider. It is in no way connected to the network that supports elections.ca," the agency wrote in a statement. "Our systems are monitored in real time both internally and by the Canadian Cybersecurity Centre, enabling us to quickly detect any anomalies on our platforms and systems. They are aware of the incident." That centre is under the umbrella of the Communication Security Establishment, Canada's Signals Intelligence Agency. A hacking group named Indian Cyber Force claimed responsibility for the incidents involving the military and Elections Canada, and it appeared to have managed to infiltrate a handful of websites owned by small businesses in Canada. The group made reference to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau telling Parliament on September 18 that there were credible allegations of Indian involvement in the killing of Sikh independence activist Hardeep Singh Nijjar, who had been wanted by India for years and was gunned down in June outside the temple he led. The hacking group has posted multiple versions of a message riddled with spelling and grammatical errors onto websites of restaurants and medical clinics. The affected sites show a message on a black background with green digits, similar to the film, The Matrix, as warlike music plays. The message described Canada as a haven for terrorists, a heaven hub, it said in butchered English, and similarly insulted Sikh separatists. It also criticized Trudeau for throwing something without any proof or proof. The group claimed to have attacked Elections Canada and the Ottawa Hospital, though these sites appeared to be operating normally Thursday morning. The Canadian press has asked those responsible for these web pages to confirm whether they have been affected. The hacking group also claimed to have taken down the Global Affairs Canada website for travel advisories, but the department insists this hasn't happened, and the group deleted that claim from its account on the social media application Telegram. News of the attacks came as questions abounded over Indian officials' level of cooperation with Canadian officials over Trudeau's allegations, and to what extent allies such as the United States were advocating on Canada's behalf. On Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with India's Foreign Affairs Minister Subramaniam Jaishankar. Neither of them made mention of the controversy in Canada when they emerged briefly to pose for photos before their meeting began. During a State Department briefing prior to that meeting, spokesman Matthew Miller refused to speculate on what the secretary would tell Jaishankar directly. "What I will say, however, is we have consistently engaged with the Indian government on this question and have urged them to cooperate, and that engagement and urging them to cooperate will continue," Miller said. "We urge them to cooperate with the Canadian investigation." Miller flatly refused comment when asked about a television interview last week with U.S. Ambassador to Canada David Cohen, who confirmed that Canada received intelligence from one of its Five Eyes security partners. "I am not going to speak to intelligence matters from the podium." This report by the Canadian press was first published September 28, 2023. With files from James McCartan in Washington, D.C. Dylan Robertson, The Canadian Press.